You really are portraying the father-son relationship as it can be riddled with all kinds of conflict, can it?
I think it's a very intense relationship, you know, and
most people might think it's not that intense a relationship. That it's Irish men, the intense relationship is with the mother, and the relationship with the father is more easy or less. You know. But actually, even in the absence of it seeming to be there, there's all this intensity going on under the surface.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dormant volcano. You know, it's there. You know, and they're kind of circling around each other a bit, you know. But occasionally there's an eruption, you know, and then they don't have, unless they've had that very close bond, you know, particularly, you know, during childhood and adolescence, you know, the fathers and adolescent boys like to spend time with their fathers, around that time. You know, they kind of want them, but they don't want them.
Okay.
But they sort of like, for example, if you have routines with your son, like you go to the gym together or you do some other activity together.
Okay.
You know, you go for coffee, you know, together once a week or something like that. No matter how simple it is. But these are occasions to have really important conversations.
But I presume don't be like trying to set up, let's have an important conversation. Build in stuff where you do stuff together.
It's a bit like, give it the space, you know, boys when they're younger. Say compared to girls. Girls will often come home from school and it's kind of written all over them that they haven't had a good day. And it all spills out and, you know, they tell their mothers and sometimes their fathers as well about, you know, what a horrible day they had and how this other friend was horrible to them, etc. Boys don't open up like that. When they come home from school, you know, a mother can certainly tell right off if he's not in good. They say, is everything all right? You're grand, you know. And they may not open up about it until, for example, you're driving them somewhere. And then they're kind of separate from you and they're looking out the window so that they don't have to make eye contact. It's not too intense. And then they'll often open up about things. And I think that's where these routines and rituals are so important. It may look like nothing is happening, you know, when you go for a cup of coffee and you're talking about nothing, or you go for your walk, or you go to the gym together. But it's an occasion, occasionally, to open up about something.
Okay.
But in a way that isn't, you know, that'll scare the life out of your father, you know, when you come in saying, like, I really need to talk to you about something, or vice versa, you know. So I think that's really where the
And then, so as people go on in life, then we'll come back to the to the fathers and girls. As people go on in life, I presume there's two ways that it can go. Then that you can kind of deepen the relationship with the father, and you come around to each other a bit, or else, presumably, a person develops more and more baggage about it.
If you have that base, you know, that sort of base early in life where you did have an easy connection with your father, and it continued in some kind of way during adolescence, even though you may see very little of each other now, then and in your 20s, you know, usually people are very busy and, you know, their relationship with their family is more going home for Sunday lunch or that type of thing. But as men themselves, you know, settle into work, and particularly as they get married and have kids, you know,
they suddenly realize their father wasn't so crazy.
That's it, you know, and also fathers kind of feel, you know, well, now you have some idea of what it was like for me, and they're readier to kind of, if you give them that leeway, they're readier to open up about how often sometimes they wish they had done it otherwise. Like, I think a lot of fathers really regret that the amount of time they spent at work, and how preoccupied they were by work. And they try to explain to you, but I had no choice.
And I was doing it for you.
and I was doing it for ye and all of that. But it opens up a sort of a space for understanding and forgiveness. And I think then a relationship can transform itself, you know, and there's a warmth there, you know, that is great then as your father gets older and gets more frail, you know, that you become a huge resource to him. You know, his eyes light up when, you know, especially if he's not in good health, you know, when you come in, you know. And of course he loves his grandchildren, but he loves you too, you know. And there's that connection is something that he boasts about, you know, that, you know, fathers will tell their friends, you know, like I had Brendan over now, you know, he was telling me all about the problems he had at work and, you know, and but he's had this big promotion and, you know, it's sort of a huge part of their mental life.
More than you might think yourself.
Oh, much more. Yeah, much more.